community, collection, creativity, or even cancel culture, whatever you want.
I would love to do community.
C is for community.
Community is such a big deal, mainly because of my training in anthropology. Anthropologists kind of live within the space of community. We're all about investigating, understanding, and sharing cultural norms, but community norms and standards. And I think the fashion industry is so interesting because there's so many different communities and we often don't think about it, right? So there's a community that makes the fabric. Like there's literally people who are like picking the cotton or dyeing the natural fibers that makes the clothing that we wear. Then we have a community of seamstresses or tailors or even people who work in factories who are, you know, mending small pieces. They're a community, and they're often a neglected community within the industry. You know, going back to appropriation, another really big weakness within the fashion industry is that we prioritize certain communities. We prioritize the customer community, right? The consumer as a community. A lot of designers spend a ton of time trying to understand who their ideal customer is. That's a community they're invested in. But we don't spend a lot of time in the communities that actually physically create the garments that we make. And because of that, that's why we have a lot of outsourced fashion. We have a lot of marginalized communities being underpaid and overworked to create the clothing we wear. And because we're so customer focused, we neglect those other communities. There's even the community of local little designers who are selling in their boutiques and like they're in the neighborhoods and everybody in the neighborhood knows to shop in that place. I give tours in Harlem. I work with about 7 to 8 boutiques that hopefully will survive the pandemic, but they're a community. They share resources. They recommend you come into their store. They say, we don't have that, but you should go down the street to this place. They're power brokers within the community of Harlem. People know them. They respect them. They're small business leaders. They bring not only customers, but revenue into the community. And so for me, fashion is all about community. There's someone wearing a dress that I love right now. She's in London, but she's part of my community because we have the same fashion sense and we're connected by clothing, right? The issue with fashion, with the fashion industry, is that we have to start prioritizing not only the consumer and not only the creative directors, right? There's these creative directors at our community that we all look up to. They run the luxury fashion lines in Paris and Milan, and we look up to them and we revere them. But what about the people who work underneath them? And this is tied to diversity and inclusion. We have given a voice to the customer. We have given a voice to the creative directors. We have given a voice to the magazine editors, but we haven't given a voice to the people who work underneath them that do the brunt of the work and who are critical to shaping and implementing the vision, right? And so what I'd love to see with the fashion industry is a trickle down of not only looking at the top tier, the hierarchy within the bureaucracy of communities and fashion, and trickling that interest down and really caring about who's making our clothing, because everything has energy, everything has meaning, and we should be invested in the people that are handling our clothing because we wear those on our back. It's such a personal thing. And so we should care about every single person who has a part in the creation of that clothing. And I really, really hope that part of this movement, this anti-appropriation movement, will open people up to appreciate the diversity of communities within the fashion industry and be as invested to know about the factory worker in China who's making a piece that means so much to you, right? Like as a customer, we even have a community with clothing. Like you think about certain pieces that you wear, you remember that you wore it to your sister's graduation or your mother's retirement party. That's your community, and the clothing that you wear are now part of that experience, right? It's a physical manifestation of you engaging with your community. And so I hope that the fashion issue become more personalized and less superficial. And I hope that part of that discussion will be who are the communities that are actively engaging and part of creating our clothing.